Good morning, New York. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here. It's Sunday morning. What's going on in our city? What's going on in our state? With us this morning is one smart guy, a common sense Democrat. We have Governor David Paterson. Governor, tell us what's going on in New York City, New York State. There's so many things happening now. Commissioner Shea, I understand, is resigning. His first commissioner is resigning. What do you hear?
Yes, with a new mayor coming in, and this wasn't always the case, but the mayor's role in terms of crime fighting in this city has been elevated really in the last 40 years. So now it's almost automatic that anybody who is a commissioner or in those positions steps aside if the mayor needs a new person. Now, the mayor could ask the person to stay on, but it looks like Eric Adams wants to go in some other directions. I thought Commissioner Shea got off to a slow start, but did a very good job over the past couple of years.
I agree with you. Have you heard any rumors who's going to be the next police commissioner or anything?
Well, there were two women commissioners from different states. I think one was Seattle. I can't remember where the other one was from. But Adams seemed to be choosing between the two of them. Now he's kind of moved away from that and has widened the field of candidates that might be chosen. But I think what's more important than who gets chosen is the fact that the mayor is going to assist them when they need to make decisions. And I think Adams has pre-signaled that he is going to do that. So it's going to make it a lot easier than perhaps it's been in other administrations.
And the governor's race, is there 11 people running it?
Well, the congressman and the county executive of Nassau County, Tom Suozzi, who ran for governor in 2006 against Elliot Spitzer and lost in the primary, he is running again. And, John, he took a line from you in his statement. He said, I'm a common-sense Democrat running for governor. And, you know, there are only two in the state. He's one, and I'm the other one.
Well, no, you are the primary one. You do have common sense. I'll certify to that, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, John.
Yes.
I was just going to tell you, I think it's interesting. There were four children killed in Michigan, as you know, this week, a terrible situation. And a school in Brooklyn had a surprise check on weapons and found 21 weapons in the school after one student was found with a weapon the day before. Only 79 campuses in the New York City school system even have metal detectors. And the explanation, no one actually takes credit for it, but seems to be they don't want to offend the students or make them feel insecure. First of all, many of those students who are carrying weapons to school aren't planning on using them. They're planning on defending themselves. So they're already insecure. Their morale is already low. And also, what's the difference between students and adults when you have a metal detector? You're trying to keep people safe. And fortunately, New York City has never had a mass shooting on the level of Parkland or the situation in Michigan or, you know, some of the terrible situations like the one in Colorado years ago. So I think that it is important to heighten security. Heightening security, the more you plan, the less you have to react. If you have that security there, you'll knock out all kinds of potential incidents that you'll never even know would have occurred.
Governor, let's talk about the next 12 months. You have confidence that Eric Adams is going to do the right job?
Yes, I do. I think he's very well-meaning. I think he understands other people. Because of his service in the police department, he's been in other neighborhoods. He knows people in neighborhoods all around the city. That's one of the great things about politics, but also one of the great things about law enforcement and a few other careers that where you move around from place to place, from precinct to precinct, or from neighborhood to neighborhood if you're an elected official. And you get to know people, and you get to really understand how to talk to different people. People have, you know, the different cultures and ways of addressing situations around the city. That's what makes the city so great. And I think he'll take advantage of the fact that he may be, in terms of his interactions with people, the most diverse mayor the city's ever had.
Well, Governor Patterson, thank you so much for your report to all New York City and New York State people, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Well, thank you, John. The fact that you reach out to so many people to talk about the city and the state is making the listeners far more informed than they ever were.
Thank you so much for being the one with common sense to deliver that message, and God bless you.
Thank you.